Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and I'm very excited for our next guest. And that's her newest one, Hearts on the Run, Delta Goodrum. Good morning.
Good morning. How are we all today?
Doing it so well. I always have to sneak in Wings whenever we chat. One of my favourite songs. You know what? I'm going to say it. Underrated song, to be honest. Underrated from a lot of people. I love it.
Thanks, Alan. Thank you. Who's underrating this?
Yeah, we'll come and find them. Now, you've got a brand new song at Hearts on the Run. We're loving that one as well. Saw you perform it on Australian Idol. That's fun, right? Getting out there and getting to just perform and give it your all while pyros are going off either side of you.
You know what? Any day is a great day when you're setting off pyros from guitars. I'm not going to lie. It was my idea. I was like, well, maybe some pyros on the guitars or something. And,
yep.
and Matt and Tom, who were on them, were like, oh, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, just point them backwards, though.
You're in charge of the safety, wearing a vest and everything. Yeah, yeah. I got this, guys.
No, it was really great to have to get to sing and sing the song here over in Oz. So it was, it was really fun, really fun time.
Now, you mentioned Matt there, who is your fiancé and also guitarist, which, by the way, side note, would make an amazing rom-com. I would watch the hell out of that.
Another one for Netflix, maybe. Okay.
Absolutely, absolutely. Or just reality show. Just put some cameras in there. But technically, wouldn't you be his boss? Like, how does that dynamic go?
Very easy, actually. It's,
say the same thing?
Yeah, he would. I think we're a really good team. And I think it was actually a natural progression for us from, you know, we had been always working together and being friends. And then when COVID happened and we were doing those bunk down sessions from our living room, and we had to start to learn to how do we put the lights, how do we connect it? You know, you can do better sound because if you do it in the room, no one can hear it properly, which is something we learned after we had gone live for our first time. We thought we'd nailed, and then we watched it back and we were like, this is inaudible, like inaudible.
That sounds like me every day after our radio show. I listen back.
Oh, my God, Delta, I fully watched those. I remember.
They were great.
But they were really great. And the chemistry between the two of you was amazing.
I love how some people were like, how is she sneaking in this person to live? And I was like, oh, I was like, we live together. This is my partner. She's sneaking in a guitarist. But no, from there we really became a team, and from there we started out the productions, and we started producing our Christmas specials, and started, you know, creating all the different worlds that we've created right now with a great team. So yeah, it's very natural. He's amazing.
How does it feel as a female artist who's absolutely dominated in Australia, seeing so many women come here and do amazing stuff, like Taylor Swift, obviously, with her sold-out shows. We had Pink absolutely kill it, break a ton of records. It must feel pretty empowering right now to be a woman in music.
Oh, of course. I mean, I love just supporting my fellow artists and just seeing them absolutely kick goals. It's amazing, and I think that it's all the more music, all the more live shows. I'm always like, the more music on TV, the better. The more music in the stadium, the better. Because, you know, that's my frequency I love. So I support it everywhere and anywhere.
Did you get a chance to see either of those shows, the Pink or the Taylor Swift one?
I wasn't in Australia. So I only just got back. I've been away for the first half of this year. So I would have been there. I would have been there.
You give off total Swiftie vibes, Delta. I could totally pick you as a Swiftie.
Her Innocent Eyes era.
I'm both Swiftie and a Pink. Thank you very much. I'm all the women.
Would we ever see you fling yourself around a stadium, Delta? Have you ever thought doing anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, on the weekend we had underwear and bras thrown from the Tom Jones show.
I saw that.
Listen, you never know. You never know at my show. We have a lot of fun, and it should be fun and going with the moment. So next up, who knows? flying in from the back.
Can I just say, though, Delta, as a performer, do you think sometimes it's getting a little bit ridiculous? Because to be honest, your strength is in your powerful voice and your amazing ability to play piano. I think that in itself is enough. And now someone like Pink comes here and flings herself about and you're like, now what do I have to do?
Put them both on a little fling. That's what I say.
Look, we can brainstorm what that next chapter is.
I think we'll stick with all the pyro coming out of guitars.
That is cool. That is very
Maybe
cool.
Maybe it's pyro pianos.
Like, yes! On every key. Pianos. Every key you play it, pyro's coming out of it.
That's so cool.
So ridiculous.
Now, Delta, you did an amazing performance last night on Australian Idol of your new single that we played a little snippet of before. Now, we have been behind Amy Reeves, our very own broom girl. We unfortunately didn't see her quite get the win.
Yeah.
But we feel like this is the beginning for her. Would you have any advice to her as a young female kind of trying to start out in the music biz?
And don't say pyro. We've already suggested that to her, Delta.
That's already taken in my show as a case, Alan. We've already discussed this. But no, she was so beautiful. I met her backstage and I instantly adored her. She was a real sweetheart. So I think just doing what she's doing best, and that's just singing from her heart, and I think she can go really far with her just trusting her instincts and being true to what she loves and her intention is to play music and connect with people.
Now, Delta, between you and I, she was robbed, wasn't she?
I don't want to say it, but yes.
Yes, we knew it.
Everyone's saying it. Delta's jumping on the back. I absolutely love it.
No, but I did. I must say, I did have a soft spot for her, and I met her, and I was like, oh, I love her. She's a real cutie. So,
now,
yeah.
Delta, as I was doing some prep before I chatted to you today, I did come across one headline that says Delta Goodrum powered by passion ... and coffee. What is your coffee order? Because you strike me as a long Mac kind of person.
A long Mac. No, I mean, I'm just a latte.
Oh, just a latte. No. Is that with the So Goodrum angle still, doing that with the milk? You still doing that to fill it up? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when I ask the cafe for a So Goodrum, they look at me strangely. You'd be surprised. I don't find it as awkward. They do, weirdly.
I kind of love that ad.
I love it so much.
No, I actually drink any coffee and every coffee, so it depends what day. I am a coffee addict, I'm not going to lie. But I just love coffee. I love it in the morning. We have our little mocha pot. I like I can have my black coffee in the morning or latte, and I'm just, any coffee is good with me.
That's good to hear. I like that.
Now, Delta, we have seen you back on our TV screens last night for Australian Idol, which was amazing. Will we see you back on our TV screens on another show or in another version, or the reality TV show that I pitched and will take full credit for?
which other ones are we talking about? Look, you know, whatever you imagine, we can make happen. You know, this is brainstorming 101.
Okay, well, I would definitely say a reality TV show.
I was going to say, Delta seems to be in a very agreeing mood today, so be careful, Carly.
I go with the flow. I'm actually pretty chill, generally speaking. Yeah. I've been in this a long time, and I just do what I do. But no, at the moment, it's just all about the new music, and we do have some projects lined up for the end of the year, which we're excited to kind of dive into. But there's no reality shows currently on the schedule. I'm sorry, Carly.
Carly's trying so hard to pitch.
I was going to say, what about a J-Lo style, not quite movie, I'd love to hear your take on it, Delta.
Have you watched it?
Little bits and pieces. The reviews aren't great, Delta. I feel like you would do a better job.
Oh, it doesn't matter. You can still just, you know what? I love Jenna. She can do no wrong to me. So I'm sure I would enjoy it. I absolutely love J-Lo, but I haven't watched it yet. But it is on my watch list. Thank you for reminding me.
Well, watch this. It'll probably change your mind.
I've been on the Love is Blind train in Netflix. That's been me.
Haven't watched that yet.
Are you kidding me?
Everyone's been talking about it. I was too busy watching the J-Lo documentary. There's a lot to process. Okay,
we'll check back in. I'll watch the J-Lo doco.
Okay.
And you can watch Love is Blind.
Well, I want to contribute as well. I'm currently rewatching watching season one of Daredevil on Disney Plus. So if you guys need anything to know.
I think we're on different levels here.
Okay, well, I tried. Okay, guys. Well, anyway, that's Hearts on the Run. Delta Goodrum's newest single. Get it right now where you hear your music. Delta, an absolute pleasure as always. Can't wait to see you back in WA. Thanks so much for your time today.
Pleasure is mine, guys. Take care.